You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The man who used to run the European Central Bank has been lamenting Britain's departure from the European Union. More on that, Tanya?
Yes, good morning. I was trapped in a room with a very disgruntled Frenchman earlier in the week. It's not a very good position to be in. We now have a timetable, as we know, to leave the European Union. How do we keep our closest neighbours sweet as we do it? As I say, I went to speak to Jean-Claude Trichet, who was president of the European Central Bank from 2003 to 2011, which of course encompasses the financial crisis. We met in the Banque de France.
It's not for me to give any advice to Britain. My only advice was, don't leave. Please, don't leave. You are in a situation where the 27 that are the other members of the European Union are asking you to stay. All 27. We want her, if I may, to stay because we wanted the sanctuary of democracy, which is the UK, in. We wanted the sanctuary of market economy in the European Union. And we wanted, I would say, also the sanctuary of civil liberties and human rights. And it's a French citizen who's speaking, so we share, of course, those values. But the UK, from that standpoint, was considered, of course, a very, very important European. Well, you decided to leave. And as you say, it is a democratic decision. Very unfortunate, in my opinion, to have asked the people such a question. Perhaps the question should have been different. Perhaps the question should have been, are we to improve European Union on this and this and that line? But unfortunately, it was a yes or no. The people said no, which expresses a frustration which we see in all advanced economy, by the way. And it was a way for the British people to express this frustration. But now, up to you. You have to see exactly what you're making out of this situation.
There isn't, for you, a middle way whereby some countries who express similar frustrations with the EU could find some alternative relationship.
One has to respect the treaty. A treaty is a treaty. You can always ask for changes in the, various part of a treaty or various provision of a treaty, but you have to respect it or leave it as you have decided. And the fact that it was possible to leave the European Union, which was not a very good move in my opinion, is only a recent one. Before, there was nothing to suggest that you could leave once you had decided to join. But that's another story. So I can only say that now that the UK has decided to leave, let's see exactly what is the negotiation. I could see myself that the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom had decided that it would trigger Article 50, which starts the negotiation. Next year, I would have preferred personally beginning of next year and not end of March, if I'm not misled. But the fact is that all decision makers, in my understanding, in the UK first, of course, in Europe and in the rest of the world, and many decisions are taken in the rest of the world, not only in Europe or in the UK, those decision makers have to know where they go. So reducing or eliminating uncertainty as rapidly as possible is, of course, a must. From that standpoint, it's better to say we activate Article 50 at the end of March than to say we will activate it at the end of the year or after the German election or. But again, the sooner would have been the better to reduce uncertainty.
Well, very little doubt there from the former president of the European Central Bank, Jean-Claude Trichet. You can hear more of that interview after 7 o'clock, where I ask for his views on the troubles faced currently by the German bank, Deutsche Bank.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.